Hey, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip. This is a short form podcast where we share erotic inspiration with you. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. Each week we'll share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favourite books about sex and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we'll offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. This week I'm bringing you an excerpt from the absolutely incredible book Vagina by Naomi Wolf. I may do several episodes on this book because it is so dense and relevant for us. You can find a link to the book. I'll have the quote written out and easy to tweet out if you want over in our show notes at PleasureMechanics.com. So this is an excerpt from the introduction, taken from a few different paragraphs, stitched together. Scientists at the most advanced laboratories and clinics around the world are confirming that the vagina and the brain are essentially one network, or one whole system, as they tend to put it, and that the vagina mediates female confidence, creativity, and a sense of transcendence. By looking at recent science and asking questions in person and online, I found that the vagina's experience can, on the level of biology, boost women's self-confidence. Scientists have known that there is a long-established link between orgasm and the release of opioids in the brain. Opioids, a form of neuropeptide, produce the experience of ecstasy, transcendence, and bliss. And then she goes on to say, all women, as we will see, are potentially multi-orgasmic, so the mystical or transcendental potential of female sexuality described above also allows women to connect often and in a unique way, even if just for brief moments, with experiences of a shining, divine or greater self, or non-self, as Buddhists would say, or with a sense of the connection among all things. Producing the stimulation necessary for these mind states is part of the evolutionary task of the vagina. End quote. Is that not glorious? Let's just take that in. We women, darlings, have a superhighway to ecstatic states through stimulating our vulva and vagina. Isn't that just beautiful? That as women, it is possible to access an experience of the divine, high levels of confidence and creativity through the experience of sexual pleasure and orgasm. Science is now saying that ecstatic states, connection with the divine oneness, however you understand what you connect with when accessing these spiritual sexual states, are physically possible through stimulating orgasm, during which neurochemical changes occur that can activate not just pleasure and orgasm, but transcendence and ecstasy. I personally adore exploring ecstatic states. I consider them some of the most fun you can have on this earth. So why not learn how to cultivate them and intentionally choose to use them? And according to this information, it's almost essential to explore orgasms and multiple orgasms to be able to access the fullest states of your creativity and confidence in life. I also believe having high ecstatic moments can change your normal set point of life, raise the bar of your life as you know it, which we talked about in the second episode of Just the Tip, where I talked about experiencing erotic joy in and out of the bedroom. So if that interests you, check that out. You can find it in the archives over at pleasuremechanics.com. And here is a challenge for you. If there is a moment where you want to feel more confident or creative, try having an orgasm or multiple if you can, before the occasion. Perhaps there's a date or a job interview, a business presentation, brainstorming, making music, cooking, any occasion where you'd like to experience more confidence and creativity. Experiment with having a solo session of orgasm creation or invite your lover to create as much pleasure as possible in your body and see what state you're in after your pleasure fest and create from that state. And notice if you experience an increase in creativity and confidence. But as you can see, being a woman and becoming multi-orgasmic is a worthwhile endeavor, as who knows what kind of creativity and confidence might open up for you. Investing in cultivating and exploring your orgasmic state, or your lover's state if she is a woman, could open up larger, more poetic, glorious aspects of life. Perhaps we can access parts of ourselves that we don't yet know about. I just love this information, and I love thinking about what's possible if women were to spend spend time creating these states of endless multi-orgasmic bliss and seeing what they create from there. So I invite you to experiment with this yourself and see what happens, see what opens up for you. And do let me know if there's anything you want to report on. You can always find me at beintouch@pleasuremechanics.com. And of course, if you want any support or guidance in creating these high levels of pleasure and endless orgasms, check out our Foreplay Mastery course. It has everything that you need to know to explore these states immediately and can be found over at pleasuremechanics.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, you can find a link to the book Vagina by Naomi Wolf over at the show notes page for this episode at pleasuremechanics.com. And remember, for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Thanks so much. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.